Seven Up by Janet Ivanovich. Copyright 2001 by Ivanovich Incorporated. Read by Tanya Eby. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
For the better part of my childhood, my professional aspirations were simple. I wanted to be an intergalactic princess. I didn't care much about ruling hordes of space people. Mostly, I wanted to wear the cape and the sexy boots and carry a cool weapon. As it happens, the princess thing didn't work out for me. So I went to college, and when I graduated, I went to work as a lingerie buyer for a chain store. Then that didn't work out, so I blackmailed my bail bondsman cousin into giving me a job as a bounty hunter. Funny how fate steps in. I never did get the cape or the sexy boots, but I do finally have a sort of cool weapon. Well, okay, it's a little .38 and I keep it in my cookie jar, but it's still a weapon, right? Back in the days when I was auditioning for Princess, I had the occasional run-in with the bad kid in the neighborhood. He was 2 years older than me. His name was Joe Morelli, and he was trouble. I'm still having those run-ins with Morelli, and he's still trouble. But now he's the kind of trouble a woman likes. He's a cop, and his gun is bigger than mine, and he doesn't keep it in a cookie jar. He proposed to me a couple of weeks ago during a libido attack. He unsnapped my jeans, hooked a finger into the waistband, and pulled me to him.
"About that proposal, Cupcake," he said.
Which proposal are we talking about?
The marriage proposal.
Are you serious?
I'm a desperate man.
That was obvious. Truth is, I was desperate too. I was starting to have romantic thoughts about my electric toothbrush. Problem was, I just didn't know if I was ready for marriage. Marriage is scary stuff. You have to share a bathroom. What's with that?